You are listening to Covenant Dies Radio, helping you and your family to stay pure online. Today you are listening to our interview with Chris Clapp Logan, Director of Communications and Congressional Relations for Enough is Enough. Mrs. Logan educates and advises congressional staff on internet safety issues and legislation. She's also the associate producer and writer of Enough is Enough's Internet Safety 101 Empowering Parents educational film series. Today, Mrs. Logan talks with us about massive multiplayer online games. She speaks about the dangers associated with these games and what parents need to be concerned about for their children. What is the appeal in teen culture to massive multiplayer online games? We see these all the time. What is the appeal for these massive online games?
Well, overall, we have seen a significant increase in general video gaming among our teens over the past 5 years. And it's interesting because some of that gaming increase has actually come in through games that our kids are accessing through their cell phones, through their handheld players, rather than their gaming consoles. But any of these access points to the internet and to online games can also, of course, open kids up to interactions with people from down the block or around the world. And just as we all enjoyed playing games outside, just as we all enjoyed playing games with our friends, the new world of tech-focused gaming and online gaming provides a fun fantasy space for kids to play in the virtual world. But unfortunately, there are a lot of dangers associated with that. So, online gaming is really one of the areas that we're seeing a huge uptick in teen use.
So what are the dangers associated with this? I mean, you have kids playing games, but is it just the content of the games that are the problem, or is there other associated dangers?
Well, the content is certainly a big issue. These games are incredibly realistic. They're a far cry from some of the games that, I was familiar with in the late 80s. These games are very graphic. Oftentimes, they include nudity. Oftentimes, the violence that's involved is rather extreme, and for a young child whose brain is developing, getting into contact with these types of images can be somewhat harmful and confusing, and can at times lead to some confusion regarding what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. And so really it's important for parents to check the game rating before they let their kids play these games, make sure that they're not playing games like Grand Theft Auto or many of the other ones that often include pornography, obscene language, and extreme violence, because these games are so real, are so vivid, and they can have a big, impact on our young children. Additionally, because of these, new multiplayer gaming platforms, kids can come in contact with strangers, and some of those individuals may not have any bad intention in mind, but some may. And one of the things that we have seen working with law enforcement is that the gaming platform is really becoming a new avenue for sexual predators to target kids because it gives them shared experience. They can build camaraderie. There's just a different level of connection that comes through playing side by side together in the virtual world than even through a chat room or any of the other interactive technologies. And so that's one of the big areas of danger that we've seen. We've always said that where kids play, predators will prey. And because kids are going to online gaming sites, that is where the predators are also going to go to target kids. And so that's certainly a great concern. And then another one is just the, issues regarding cyberbullying, which is such a hot topic now with our kids and our schools, and, a huge problem as well, of course, because 43% of kids are being bullied, and online gaming provides another avenue for kids to gang up on one another. And so parents should know who their kids are playing games with. They should also check to see if their kids are using voice chat. Oftentimes kids are talking through a, headset with the people that they're playing, and at times they're not guarding the information, the subjects that they're talking about. And so, another youth or an online predator might use that information for harm.
Right. So it would be akin to just inviting a stranger into your home, having them sit down beside your kid while you're walking out, while you're out of the room, and having them discuss whatever they want to discuss. So you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't let a stranger come into your home, just the same way you shouldn't let other strangers come into your home via these virtual games. Is that
exactly?
Exactly.
Yep.
You've been listening to our interview with Chris Logan. Visit internetsafety101.org to learn more about how to protect your family online. Hear more of our podcasts on iTunes or on the Covenant Dies blog, Breaking Free, at covenantdies.com/blog. Don't look at me. Just turn around. Rocking around the Christmas tree, take one. Psycho. Okay.
Jackpot.
Jackima pot.